poor software costs money, a lot of it. In 2022, the cost of poor software quality in the United States reached an estimated $2.41 trillion. Not a typo, Abdel, that's trillion with a T. That number exists because systems get built without a coherent architectural vision, features ship, integrations break, technical debt compounds. And somewhere between the business strategy meeting and the developer's keyboard, the original intent gets lost entirely. That gap, that dangerous, expensive gap, is exactly where the solution architect lives and works. Now, think of a hospital being built without a structural engineer. The doctors know what they need. The construction crew knows how to pour concrete. But without someone translating medical workflow into load-bearing walls and ventilation systems, you get a building that technically stands but functionally fails. That's the architect's role in software. It's not about writing the most elegant code, it's about alignment. Mary Shaw and David Garland formalized software architecture as a discipline in 1996, establishing that architecture is a distinct layer of thinking, above implementation, below strategy. The mindset shift from senior developer to architect is profound. A developer asks, "How do I build this?" An architect asks, "Should we build this? And if so, what are the constraints that will determine whether it survives contact with reality?" The key idea here is that most project failures aren't technical failures, they're alignment failures. Solution architecture rests on four pillars that prevent this: functional requirements, non-functional requirements, constraints, and stakeholder alignment. Functional requirements are the features, what the system does. But here's what most teams underestimate. Non-functional requirements, the so-called ilidities, scalability, reliability, maintainability, security, are often more critical than the features themselves. For example, a payment system that processes transactions correctly but crashes under load isn't a working payment system, it's a liability. The ilidities define the envelope within which features can actually operate. Constraints, budget, timeline, existing technology shape what's architecturally possible. And stakeholder alignment ensures that the blueprint being built matches what the business actually needs, not just what was written in a requirements document 6 months ago. That means the architect must also think in time horizons that most developers don't. Remember this number. Maintenance and operational costs can account for up to 75% of a software system's total cost of ownership over its entire lifecycle. That means the initial development phase, the part everyone obsesses over, represents as little as 25% of what a system will actually cost. An architect who optimizes only for launch day is setting the organization up for a slow, expensive erosion. Total cost of ownership forces the architect to ask harder questions up front. What happens when this system needs to scale? Who maintains it in 3 years? What does a failure at 2 a.m. cost in lost revenue? These aren't abstract concerns. They're the difference between a system that ages gracefully and one that becomes a legacy burden nobody wants to touch. By 2025, approximately 60% of organizations were estimated to have transitioned from project-centric to product-centric models. That shift matters enormously for architects, Abdel. It means the work doesn't end at delivery. The architect's lens must extend across the full product lifespan, not just the build sprint. The takeaway is this: solution architecture is not a technical role, wearing a business hat. It is fundamentally the art of alignment. The architect translates high-level business goals into viable technical blueprints, while simultaneously managing the expectations of every stakeholder in the room. That requires a dual fluency, speaking the language of business outcomes and the language of system constraints, often in the same conversation. The $2.41 trillion cost of poor software quality isn't an abstract statistic. It's the accumulated price of misalignment, of systems built without someone holding the bridge between intent and implementation. That bridge, Abdel, is what you're here to learn how to build. Every concept in this course, from the ilities to total cost of ownership to stakeholder communication, is a tool for making that bridge stronger, cheaper to cross, and built to last.